glory to God, Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we are honored, grateful, so humbled. Jesus, thank you for everything. Thank you for coming to the earth as a man and dying for us and now interceding for us and infinitely more, praying for it. We're speechless. We ask, Lord, that you reveal yourself to us. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge you are God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. When we meet the glorious Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, we naturally want to praise and worship, and it flows. Everything flows. The chief end of man is to know the only true God. Man was born to fellowship with Him. We could do a series about that, and that series could last forever. This series is called The Glory of the Lord. It also could last forever. Our most holy faith is everything. When we meet the Lord for real in the power of the Holy Spirit, and we'll realize He's the only true God, everything in our most holy faith becomes wonderful and glorious and an eternal mystery and reality. And we are now, we have the real deepest reality of it is that the Lord Himself and His beauty and glory and majesty is beyond words, indescribable, inexpressible. His glory, His majesty. We will only want Him. And nothing else will even really satisfy us. But we naturally, and that's naturally, automatically, we will want Him. And everything else just fades away and disappears, and even our old nature gets canceled. Amen. That's what a glorious gospel He has set up. The perfect plan. The Holy Spirit. That unlimited possibilities. No limits. A great man of God gave a teaching about that recently. No limits with Him. There's no distance in the realm of the Spirit, for example. We can pray and intercede. How about that? That's something new that I haven't spoken about in a long time. Anyone who's walking in the Spirit can be an intercessor. I've spoken about that, but specifically, they can have a ministry with Jesus Christ where the Holy Spirit, Jesus, will reveal to them like a specific person to pray for, maybe a situation, maybe a group of believers, a church, of course we can pray for countries, but I'm saying specifically He may give someone an impression. They call that a similitude, where it's a word of knowledge of something that's in need, someone who's in great need. They may be about to take their life or in dying or something. And that person can intercede and be part with Jesus Christ, be a part of, a person can be saved from that disaster, okay? And the person who's praying has stored up a treasure in heaven. I'll give some practical examples. Reinhard Bonnke, in his biography, he's, of course, a patriarch of the faith. Twice, he almost died. And one time when he almost died, he was close to death and he saw the face of Jesus, and then he saw the face of a woman from his church, like, that he knew. It was like, I think, a church that he maybe had gone to formerly, but he knew this woman. She had prayed and interceded. The Holy Spirit woke her up early, and she prayed and interceded. That is awesome. She basically, with Jesus Christ, was part of saving his life. I'm serious. You can read that in his biography. So my point is, this is someone who may not have a ministry, you know, quote unquote, they may not have the 501c3 nonprofit ministry and have all the donations and have a big, you know, well, that doesn't matter. If someone's walking with Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, they have a ministry. Amen. They can, anyone, anywhere, at any time, that's my point, can have this ministry, can, more than that, know the Lord Jesus and fellowship with Him. Amen. And really, that's the key. It's much better to have that than to have all the bells and whistles of some big ministry. I mean, basically, what I'm saying is, it's so wonderful. And this reveals how God's love and mercy and how He's justified Himself to the whole world. Just another example. Anyone, anywhere, at any time can go deeper with Him and know the Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, and they are doing what a human was really created and born to do, and they will get results because Jesus is doing it through them. They're furnishing the vessel. Who cares about being known, you know, on the earth and having a ministry? Like I said, call it the bells and the whistles of a ministry. That's great if someone has that. But most people don't really have that opportunity. But they can just as well as anyone do the perfect will of God, is what I'm saying. And it's probably easier for someone like that to do God's perfect will. Because you understand, many, many people who are in, quote, ministry, unquote, they work at a church, that's their job. They have to do certain things. And it's actually kind of ironic, but a great man of God speaks about this. That people who are hired at a church and they get a salary, here's a paraphrase of his point. I think he specifically said, if you're hired, you'll retire and all that. He said, but if you're in ministry, none of that, you don't do any of that, okay? I mean, if you're doing God's perfect will with you and Jesus Christ and you're furnishing the vessel, it's you're not tied down to the practicalities of being in a ministry job where you get a salary and you have to do certain things. That's my point. Many of the people, they're in a church, right? And that's their job. They have to do all this stuff every day, and that's great. But the best thing is to go directly to Jesus and do His perfect will. That's my point. Okay. Now, this also leads to a bigger thing. I want to just make some points, something different in this message, but I think it's important. In all of this, please know the glorious Lord and His glory and majesty and His power and His excellence and His graciousness, His giving nature, how wonderful it is. When we know Him like that, ministry just flows. It's fun. It's exciting. It's what humans were born to do. It's not burdensome. It's far from that. It's the most wonderful, glorious thing in the universe is the presence of Jesus. Amen. that's what I want to continue to emphasize. Even in this message, I'm presenting some practical things. But that's the answer. That's the greatest thing in the universe. He's infinity on the 1 to 10 scale. Okay, second practical point. I just looked up some stats. This is incredible. I did not know these, what I'm about to present. Did you know that as many as 2 billion people in the world are in extreme poverty? Our heart goes out to them, okay? They are just trying to survive, to get food and water. They're not concerned about, you know, much else, okay? And it's a very, I was guessing it was about 1 billion, but it's 2 billion. I mean, that's almost 25%. You know, it's 20% or so of the world. They often don't have a Bible, okay? But they can know Jesus as well as anyone else. In fact, it may be easier for them to be saved, believe it or not. Okay, second thing related to this, I did not know that as many as 750 million people are illiterate. So even if they have a Bible, they may not be able to read it. So my overall point is similar to the ministry point I just made. It's so glorious. They can know Jesus, do God's will. They can know Jesus and make it to heaven. It may be easier for them to do that than people who are in the developed world and have everything. You know, people in the developed world, we're spoiled, aren't we? And we take all these things for granted. And what an irony that, you know, that it's more difficult for them, people in the developed world who have everything, it's more difficult for them to make it to heaven. That's revealed in the Bible. Jesus specifically said, "Woe to you who are rich, full, and laughing." He said, "Blessed are you who hunger and thirst and who weep now." So, what a glorious aspect of the gospel that God has justified himself to the world. He's made it simple and easy. He is available to every person, even those in poverty, even those who are illiterate. He's just as available. Glory to God. In the same way, you know, in the same way, related to this is when Jesus said, let me just give the quote. Jesus said, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." Some translations say detestable in the sight of God. Abomination means a thing that causes disgust or hatred. That's powerful, and Jesus was speaking. It said, the verse before that, it says, this is again Luke 16:14-15. "Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard these things, and they derided him." And that's when Jesus said this. So here's, I think, the overall point. Things that are highly regarded in this world are things like what? Power, money, you know, wealth, you know, in great education, intelligence, you know, beautiful, someone's beautiful and looks great, you know, all these things. You know, also the things Jesus spoke about. He said, "Woe to you who are rich, full, and laughing." You know, people who are full, satisfied, laughing, you know, everything's, you know, all these things, it's just amazing that Jesus said they are an abomination in the sight of God. What does he esteem? In numerous places in the Bible, it's revealed He who has a broken and contrite spirit, a humble spirit, somewhat broken and contrite in the Amplified, is broken and crushed with sorrow for sin. Jesus revealed that several times. Specifically, for example, he said two men went to pray. One thought he was fine, and the other one said, "Be merciful to me, Lord, I'm a sinner." And that man was justified. So, and he said, he who exalts himself will be humbled. He who humbles himself will be exalted. I believe that's before God that we do. Okay, so you know, let me finish with this. I wanted to kind of give some practical things so powerful that we can, no matter who we are, we can have a ministry. And no matter who we are, we can know Jesus just as well as anyone else, okay? And here, you know, if you think about it, again, we look at the big picture. The have-nots are the ones who usually receive the gospel, and it very well could be that being a have-not, it's kind of humbles you, doesn't it? And so they, naturally, their only hope is going straight to God and going to Jesus. And so they're fortunate. In the world standards, this world, you might say, is upside down and esteems all these things which God does not esteem. In fact, let's just look at what Jesus said. These things are detestable in the sight of God. So, another way, more ways that God has he's leveled the playing field, he's justified himself, he's available, the most exclusive being is available to every person. His glory, his presence, the presence of Jesus is the greatest thing. I mean, even like that's, you understand, on the 1 to 10 scale, his presence and glory is infinity beyond infinity. And so when we find him, that's how we know him and walk with him and can do ministry, and it all flows naturally. We don't have to work it and pump it up and build it up. If we have to do that, that reveals that it's our flesh. A great man of God presented that. That is just brilliant. Brilliant. I did not come up with that. He said, if you have to push it, it has to die, because that's the flesh. And that applies to even our personal walk with him. If we have to push it and think that we, for example, if we think that we have to fast for a long time and study the whole Bible before we can find God, that's our efforts to find him. At least someone's trying. But when we find him, oh, it's just, that's the key. He makes it easy and simple. He makes it wonderful. He may lead us to fast. He may lead us to get up early and pray. But and there is a point where, yes, we need to press into the kingdom of God, you know, and persist. There is that aspect. But basically, that principle that this man of God presented, he's speaking mainly about ministry. You know, if you have to push it, it has to die because it's the flesh. That same thing in our personal walk. Same thing. I'm trying to give examples of that. Basically, the bottom line, I feel, is, and I'll finish with this, when we meet him in his glory, everything flows. Naturally, until then, it's our flesh, and so we're trying to make it happen. We're trying to, you know, figure it all out. I remember another man of God said that the Holy Spirit told him, don't try to figure it out. Just humble yourself before the Lord. Continue to spend time in His presence, and you'll fall deeply in love with Him, because it's just so glorious. Amen.